Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The All-New Don't Think of an Elephant. Know Your Values and Frame the Debate is a short political communication book by cognitive linguist George Lakoff, first published in an expanded edition in 2014. It revisits the central argument of the original work political debate is not won by facts alone, but by the frames that give those facts meaning. Lakoff explains how language activates mental structures that shape interpretation, and why progressives often lose ground when they accept conservative wording and assumptions. The book is aimed at readers interested in politics, messaging, activism, and public persuasion. It blends cognitive science, moral philosophy, and practical strategy to show how values such as freedom, care, responsibility, and fairness can be communicated more effectively. Rather than offering a policy program, it focuses on how public issues are named, organized, and repeated in everyday discourse. Its purpose is to help readers understand why framing matters, and how to build messages that align with a coherent moral worldview. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, frames as the mental structures that make political facts intelligible. Lakoff's starting point is that people do not process political information as isolated facts. They understand issues through frames, which are mental structures that organize what a fact means, what questions are relevant, and which solutions seem natural. This matters because a statistic or policy proposal can be interpreted very differently, depending on the frame already active in the listener's mind. The book argues that language does not merely describe reality. It triggers associations that guide perception. For example, once an issue is framed in terms of relief, crisis, protection, or freedom, the debate moves inside that conceptual structure. Lakoff uses this idea to challenge the belief that better evidence automatically produces better politics. His point is not that facts are unimportant, but that facts need an interpretive context to be persuasive. This makes framing the hidden layer of political communication, the part that determines whether arguments sound sensible, threatening, moral, or irrelevant before a policy detail is even considered. Secondly, why conservative messaging succeeds by defining the terms of debate. A major theme of the book is that conservative politics has been more effective than progressive politics at controlling the language of public debate. Lakoff shows how certain terms, especially freedom, liberty, tax relief, and family values, can be framed in ways that favor conservative priorities while sounding broadly positive. Once a phrase like tax relief becomes dominant, it quietly presupposes that taxation is a burden and that reducing it is automatically good. That is why the book insists that responding within the opponent's language often reinforces the opponent's worldview. Lakoff does not present this as a simple matter of spin, but as a long-term strategic advantage built through repetition, messaging discipline, and moral resonance. The lesson for readers is that political conflict is often won before a policy discussion begins, at the level of naming. He argues that progressives must recognize how conservative framing shapes the default assumptions of ordinary discourse, including media language and everyday conversation, not just campaign rhetoric. Thirdly, progressive politics needs a positive moral vision, not just issue lists. Lakoff argues that many progressives make a strategic error by focusing on programs, data, and policy details without presenting the deeper moral vision that gives those ideas coherence. In his account, people vote according to values and identity as much as, or more than, technical policy reasoning. This means progressive communication must do more than defend individual proposals. It must articulate what kind of society those proposals are trying to build. The book emphasizes a moral vocabulary rooted in compassion, protection, responsibility, and a broader democratic understanding of freedom. Rather than treating politics as a contest of isolated problems, Lakoff presents it as a contest over what counts as a good life and a just community. That shift is central to the book's argument because it explains why an accumulation of facts can fail to persuade. A persuasive progressive message, in his view, should connect policy to a recognizable ethical framework. Without that connection, policies can seem fragmented, reactive, or merely technical, even when they are substantively strong. Fourthly, biconceptualism explains why many voters hold mixed moral frames. One of the more nuanced ideas in the book is biconceptualism, the idea that many people carry both conservative and progressive frames at once. Lakoff uses this concept to explain why voters do not always act in ways that appear logically consistent from a policy interest perspective. A person may support social solidarity in one context and market individualism in another, because different frames are activated by different language, symbols, and experiences. This helps the book move beyond simplistic assumptions that political persuasion is just a battle between fixed ideological camps. It also explains why some messages fail not because they are false, but because they activate a competing frame already embedded in the audience. For Lakoff, this has practical importance. Communicators should not assume that all listeners fit neatly into one worldview. Instead, they must speak to the moral possibilities already present in mixed audiences. Biconceptualism therefore supports a more realistic model of persuasion, one that accounts for inconsistency, context, and the brain's ability to switch between interpretive systems. Lastly, reframing as a practical discipline for campaigns, media, and everyday speech, the book is not only a diagnosis of political communication problems. It is also a manual for reframing. Lakoff urges readers to avoid repeating the opponent's language and to create frames that support their own values from the outset. This includes speaking in public every day, not just during elections, because frames are reinforced through routine repetition across media, conversation, and activism. The practical advice is to build language around moral purpose rather than defensive rebuttal. Instead of answering a misleading frame directly and strengthening it, communicators should redirect attention to the frame they want to establish. This makes the book especially useful for organizers, strategists, and readers trying to understand how slogans and talking points shape public life. Its updated edition extends this idea to contemporary issues such as climate change, inequality, immigration, and healthcare, showing that framing is not a narrow rhetorical trick, but a durable tool for political struggle. The book's value lies in turning a cognitive theory into an applied communication strategy. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand political persuasion at a structural level: activists, campaign workers, journalists, communication professionals, students of political language, and readers frustrated by why accurate arguments often fail to gain traction. Its main benefit is that it changes how readers hear public debate. After reading it, everyday political phrases start to look less neutral and more strategic, revealing the assumptions they carry. The book is also useful for anyone trying to write, speak, or advocate more effectively, because it links messaging to moral values rather than to talking points alone. What sets it apart from many books in the political persuasion genre is its combination of cognitive linguistics and practical progressive strategy. It is not just a handbook of slogans, and it is not a general civics book. Instead, it explains why language shapes thought, why framing determines the range of possible arguments, and why political communication must be built around values that feel morally coherent. That mix of theory and application gives the book its lasting influence and makes it a distinctive guide to public debate. If you would like to support George Lakoff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.